Blog Talk Radio.
1841, New Orleans, ground zero for the slave.
Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl, and one crib, one God to show me how to do things as son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics acknowledges. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cop shot again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little niggas is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, a street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to
peace, Uhuru, wake up, clean up, king up, stand up, all that good stuff, Wakusu. What's going on, Makeda?
Wakusu, what's up, you? So good to be back in the house.
Hey. Yes.
Back in the seat.
Back in the seat. Back in the seat is good. And what's up to the listening audience? It's let's talk about it. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing this Sunday. I mean, dang, Tuesday, my days are off. You guys got to go with me. I'm trying to get back. All the way off. I'm days off. Getting back in the groove and the swing of things, trying to get it back together. That's what's up. So we're talking about beauty and black aesthetics. And, man, I think this is just a great topic. I think this is such a great topic because I think it touches to so much. Not just, you know, and we talk about the aesthetics of it, the beauty of it, the what's you know, visual, what's seen, but, you know, when Makeda said, hey, you know what a great topic is, and she told me about it, and we had gotten off the phone, and I began to think about it, how deeply psychologically we've been affected through just this whole beauty thing and why we find or why we hold the standards of beauty that we do. So, oh, man, I am so excited to get into this conversation. You know, but since
you ever heard this before? U-G-L-Y, your face ain't got an alibi. You ugly. Hey, you ugly.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Man.
I sure remember that.
And how deep it has to go in order for us to, you know, like that's something you could probably say that in front of anybody. And they would know that, you know, anybody black would know that,
yeah.
You know, that little taunting cheer that we've said to each other over and over and over again, if we've internalized it and, you know, it comes out and it plays out in so many ways. And so I thought it was really important because it's something that's so simple. You know, people say things about what we look like, you know, on the surface. And they say things about what we look like on the surface based on what somebody else thinks about what we look like on the outside of us. You know, somebody else's perspective of what our beauty is or is not that's outside of us. So, you know, I just really thought it was an important topic to broach because still today, every day, all day, you'll hear somebody say, man, she ugly anyway. You know, they
ugly anyway.
Or, ooh, I just saw... This past week, I saw there was a picture of a sister who was she was named, or she was, you know, she was called upon to be the face of these beauty products. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how she was, you know, how she had been teased when she was younger. You know, a mother that had been teased when she was younger. She was a dark-skinned sister. To mm-hmm. me, she's beautiful. Like, you know, for real, in a very real way. But then I have a damage. Mm-hmm. I have some damage myself, and I'm admitting that right here, that I have some damage regarding what I feel like black is and what beautiful is. And real talk, if I'm being very, very, very honest and very candid right now, I have never thought I was black enough to be considered black beauty. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
to me, and people may think, because what people on the outside may think, oh, you're so this or you're so that, you know, and what they consider to be pretty, they'll consider light skin to be a pretty thing. Whereas I'm like, man, if y'all understood what I went through as a kid, trying to be dark skin instead, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to feel like trying to look like what I feel like, trying to get to the point where I look like what I feel like.
It's all, you know, it's all tied to a reward penalty system. When you told me the topic, I didn't even think about
mm-hmm.
it. How did we get in this? Who told us what was beautiful? Why do we hold certain standards? And it is
right.
one of the things, when I looked at it historically, it's because light complected, the closer that you looked European, the more rewards were to be had. The better the position,
right.
the better the treatment. So it is just something that's steeped into us culturally. So those of a darker complected brothers and sisters begin to grow, have a resentment. And now what's happened is just passed down in genetic memory. There's still effects of that. I'm not going to lie. I still believe that a lot of the propaganda on television and a lot of the, especially when the European-controlled outlets still promote a certain standard or a certain look. But we do find the renaissance of blackness, man. It's coming back strong. So we start to see more of our darker complected brothers and sisters being in the forefront, more of a natural look. Like I myself wear locks, you know, so more of a natural look being accepted in society. But where when it was at one point in time, man, it just was not cool to be dark complected and to be light complected amongst the oppressor, the whitey or whatever, with certain rewards to be
right.
had. But like you said, me, whom some people have considered light complected, but I'm like you, I'm a dark soul. In my essence, you know what I'm saying, is black as a spade.
Right.
So, yeah, a lot of people don't understand when you're a certain complexion, the reverse discrimination you get from your own community. You know,
right.
that's something that is very rarely looked at. So they begin to think, you know, and then we have, it's just Willie Lynch. You know, that's the only thing I could say is Willie Lynch, because then we begin to have these, our relationships get crazy, our interactions get crazy. You got, you know, the dark and complected people saying light complected people act a certain way, but they take on that demeanor because of the attitude
right.
we get from our darker brothers and sisters and
light skinned brothers.
You know,
light.
We say,
yeah.
Yeah. And then we say, oh, she's dark, she mean, and this and that. But a lot of them take on the, become defensive because of stereotypes.
The treatment, how people
so
have
go,
treated
yeah,
them.
Yeah, the treatment. So when you go to them, they always think, you know, what you want, and this and that. So you're like, oh, she mean. You know, and it's just, so it is crazy. But how do we get back and how do we say, you know what, this is what we're saying beauty is. And to me, what I love about being New African, being black in America, is it is a spectrum. I don't think you have to go outside your race to find any flavor you want. You know, we're not like our cousins on the continent. I can look at one of them and tell they're from Nigeria, tell they're from the Gambia, Senegal, Ethiopia, some, because they all, to me, look the same. But when you talk about this new African in America, man, the variety is endless. I don't even see you having to go out of your race, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, if you like fair complexions, we have it. You know, if you like, but I don't, since we don't have a social control, how do we get in a position to say what we deem to be beautiful?
You know what, with as with everything, I keep saying, you know, I think it is a thing that is inside of us that I think we
mm-hmm.
just have to tap into and forget being in a position to say it. Just, you know, you claim what the hell is beautiful. You claim what you see is beautiful. You acknowledge it for what it is. And I don't care, you know, what kind of situation has been, you know, you have to actually look at it and go, you know what? Mm-mm. That's, you know, somebody else told me that was not what it is. But let me look at it for myself and find the beauty in it. Let me look at it for myself to find the value in it. Not even, you know, like, because I don't necessarily believe that everything that is valuable is necessarily beautiful to your eye. You know what I'm saying? But the
mm-hmm.
beauty in it, the intrinsic beauty in it, the value of it that makes it beautiful to you, period. You know, like these big old hips on black women, you know what I'm saying? Wide hips on
mm-hmm.
black women. This is life sustaining. This is, you know what I'm saying? This is life bearing. This is burden bearing. You know,
question.
And it has a beauty and a value to it.
Well, I'm going to ask the reverse question, you know, because,
mm-hmm.
and that's a good, that is a good point. We should be able to defy what is beautiful this is, and say, hey, this is beauty to us. This is how we're shaped, the color, tones, and everything we come in. What about a brother or sister who says, hey, you know what? Dark complexion ain't my thing. Like me, I'm, you know, aesthetically, you know,
yeah.
I've had to learn, because of my issues, I've had to learn to really see a beauty in light-complected sisters. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I kind of didn't see really the beauty. But then all people always told me, you know, opposites attract anyway. But I don't think it was just that. I do think it was social conditioning. My father is a darker hue brother. And he doesn't
mm-hmm.
care. I'm maybe telling a little bit of this. But he doesn't particularly care. For lighter complected men. Now, women, now all his wives have been, you know, light complected, but light complected men he doesn't particularly care for. So maybe I picked up that attitude against the fair skinned brothers and sisters, you know, not really brothers, but just in my preference towards women. So is our perception of beauty based on social conditioning, based on the rewards or punishments we've received because of a way we've looked or, you know, our colors. Are they serious? Are they saying I didn't program my show again? It's killing me, Makeda. I did it again.
Okay, we're going to get it. We back in
A.
Yes,
Black
absolutely. Absolutely.
Black in, what is it, 8:30? Black at 8:30. 7:30 Central Time. 8:30
yes.
Eastern Time. I'm going to try it again. My apologies again. I just knew I had done it correctly this time. I apologize. See you in a couple minutes. With that, man.
All right.
Cool suit.
All right.
Because
they used to fuck with my show.
Damn. This is the same time I should have.